Yo, thanks. Thank you so much for taking your time out to sit down with me for a little moment of your day, Raven. How
no
you
problem.
Feeling?
No problem. Feeling pretty good. How are you?
Good. All right. We're going to sit down and talk about your business, Raven's Resolution.
Yes.
So the reason why I reached out to you, because your story touched home a little bit, because I remember when I got put out with my oldest daughter, and since I didn't know how to take care of myself, all I could do was go to different shelters down over on the north side. I was waiting in line, got beat at a certain time. It started being too much. It was real hectic. But I ended up always just staying up 24 hours a day downtown at that T station, drop my daughter off at my mom's, then go to school, come back, stay up all night like, oh, I don't know what to do. And when I seen that you was helping people, I said, yeah, it took that one individual downtown one day. Walk by like, damn, I see you down here every day, yo. Like, here, you good? He gave me $20. He said, here, like, just go ahead, get a blanket or something. Eat, you good? It's going to be all right. Remember after that, that's when I was just like, damn, well, I can't be waiting on my mommy no more. I got to figure some shit out.
Yeah, right.
So when I seen that you was helping him, I said, yeah, it's a lot of people that rap by, a lot of people outside asking for help, and they'll throw out every reason why not to help them. And I just sit back, he'd be like, damn, that's not fair. You never understand anyone's circumstances, so why not help? They got enough, they put their pride aside enough to even ask.
Right.
So
right.
Why not even?
Judgment-free zone with me. I try not to judge.
Yeah, so it made me want to reach out. So tell everyone about your, because you're the founder and the director of Raven's Resolution.
Yes,
so
yeah.
What all does your program, your nonprofit organization do?
So, I have a lot of goals, but right now what I do is I make meals. I work out of my kitchen and out of my car. So what I do is I just ante up whatever the meal is for that week, and I cook it, pack up the trunk, and I just drive around the city, and I feed those who are in need. When I first started, I was just like real picky, like, you ain't homeless? No, you can't eat.
Right.
But now it's just like, you know, if anybody walked past, they want a hot dog, whatever it is that I got. I don't turn them down. So just feed the homeless and the hungry.
Right.
Yep.
Now you've reached out and you've worked with a couple of different organizations. How all did that go and work for you in a sense to keep moving forward with your business?
Well, it opened my eyes to a lot. So when I started, like, I just kind of dived in. I really didn't have no kind of blueprint or plan as to what I was doing, but I just knew I wanted to help.
Yeah.
So what I do is I just pretty much reach out to the shelters and I pick a date. They give me a date or whatever, and I ask what they need or whatever the case may be. If it's something like clothes or something, I'll do a drive so that when that date comes, I have things to take to them.
Mm-hmm.
And I just volunteer. I get to see the ins and outs, and I get to talk to the people and hear their stories, and it's like an eye opener for real. And I feel like a lot of people, especially the people, like, society who is negative towards the whole homelessness aspect, I feel like that's something everyone should experience, because when the outside looking in, like you said, your story, nobody know you were homeless downtown. They just thought maybe, oh, you hanging out downtown. She always down
you're
here.
You a downtowner,
right. But you never know someone's circumstances. Like,
sure.
You could have been clean, fresh to death, but you're homeless. Like, so the biggest thing I want to do is to bring more awareness to homelessness and hopefully get society to, like, at least understand and have a heart. Because people are homeless for many different reasons.
Right.
So that's just, I don't know, me just trying to do a good deed.
Be a good, what is it? Damn.
Humanitarian.
Humanitarian, yes. I don't know why I was about to say something about samurai. Don't judge.
No, you good.
Now, the one that recently spoke to, that spoke out the most to me as well, was the video you posted. It was, I know we checked those dates. It was October 4th. And then October 21st, was it?
21st or something like that.
Yeah. No, October 13th. October 13th and the 21st.
Yep.
You extended your gratitude out and you allowed someone who was homeless to stay in your home for that time being. How was that?
Well, So I've been doing this for 2 years.
Right.
So, like, when I'm out, I see the regulars. Like, I know people know me on their first name basis and whatnot. And I have business cards.
Yeah.
So, like, blessing bags or whatnot, I will give out my business cards and my phone number.
Mm-hmm.
So, this one particular guy, like, he'd be all over the place, the hill, Fifth Avenue, up here. And he's homeless, but he's like a drug addict, too. So,
right.
I don't know, like, I don't want to say I'm naive, but, like, I just have a soft heart for certain individuals. Like, so,
right.
We were talking when I, like, extended my home to him, so he knows where I stay. And one day, I was driving past, and he asked for a ride, took him to get something to eat, whatever. So, I always keep stuff in my trunk. Mm-hmm. So, he needs to take a shower. Right. And at first, I'm like, I don't know. But I extended my house. It didn't end up taking a shower. He just used the sink. Yeah. But, like, he washed up, brushed his teeth. I fed him. Like, and I got to talk to him. So, like I said,
yeah.
I had a one-on-one, heart-to-heart. So, and I don't want to record everything because I had, like, a lot of negative feedback where people, you only doing this for publicity and da da. And it's like, no, I'm doing this to bring awareness. I'm not doing it for, like, a pat on the back to make it seem like, you just want attention. I'm doing this because this is what you don't get to see and hear.
Yeah, you blindsided.
Right.
Just keep going because it's not cheap.
Right. So we came and we were hanging out and I put my radio on. He was banging Amigos and he was dancing and stuff. But, like, it's like people like that. That's who I do it for. Like, I know I can't help everybody, but I just, the ones who are in need of help or who want my help, you can have it. Like, you know what I mean? And he was super respectful. Enough where I trust him in my house, first of all. But, like, I'm protected just in case he would have.
We all got enough common sense to not be just trusting some random dandle.
Right,
so we're going to respect our vibe and energy.
Right, absolutely. So, yeah, I let him in, and he took a washed up little hoe bath, whatever. And, like, he got fresh. He thanked me, like, multiple times.
The second time I ever heard that. Yeah, I know that's what they call
it. Yeah, little hoe bath. Yep, at the sink, little quick.
I used to be like, yeah, but a bird bath. I used to crack up like, what?
Yep. So, yeah, let him in, and we talked or whatever, and then he done what he did, and he was on his way.
Right.
And it's like when I ride past, I know kind of like his little hot spots.
Yeah.
So, if I'm riding past, I always look for him.
Yeah.
Sometimes he's there, sometimes he's not. And if he is, I'll holler at him.
That's just sad.
Yeah, feed him, whatever the case.
But, I told somebody that's kind of when I used to always drive around my car and I always ride through the hill. I used to see somebody walking, see somebody and I'm like this. I mean, I'm going the same way. I mean, I know I spoke to you one time in school. You gonna get some rad.
It
take a little thing like that because people disregard the simple things. You
absolutely.
Never know who you helping just to have a conversation with them.
Yep, a simple smile or shoot a hug or something could change somebody's whole mood, whole day.
Swear. What else is? How was your experience the first time that you fed the homeless people? And what do you plan on extending your business into? An establishment where you can actually be a brick and mortar, a place to business to go to?
A little bit of both. There was actually this building around the corner that I was looking at right here on Wiley, right across from the hair store. I wanted that building for a while. Let me rewind. When I first started, my thought was just to build bathrooms in the parks.
Yeah.
Like public bathrooms. They got somewhere to shower. Like, you know, simple. Like just their bathrooms.
Like
because, you know, people go to McDonald's or whatever and people looking at them funny and smart remarks, whatever. So, ultimately, well, when I first started, my goal was just bathrooms in the park.
Right.
But as I begin to get more hands-on, like, I would love to have, like, my own shelter or permanent housing.
Yeah.
Where, as long as, like, they're abiding by, like, simple rules, like, you can stay here for as long as you need to get off your feet.
Yeah.
Help you with job placement if you want to go back to school. Whatever the case may be.
You got somewhere to go at night.
Right,
so you can get yourself together for the next day.
Right, and especially in these frigid temperatures now. Like,
swear,
it's just heartbreaking to see people outside.
My legs hurt because they were cold. Like, what type of cold was that?
Right.
I felt like they were stabbing.
And you're probably in and out.
Yeah.
So just imagine being out all day long or you bundled up in the shelter in a busway or something because you ain't got a warm place to lay your head. But so ultimately what I want to do is like open up some kind of homes where, like I said, as long as they're like abiding by the rules, even if they can't work, is if you can help fold napkins for the kitchen or something, you know,
helping the household.
Right.
Let's help keep the home together until you figure out what you want to do.
Right.
Next.
Contribute in any way possible. Like I'm willing to help you. Help me help you.
I like it. I'm excited.
That's my resolution.
I'm glad you're doing
this. Resolution.
So it's been 2 years. I'm excited. You're an LLC now? No, you're a nonprofit.
Yep. I just don't have my tax exempt. So, and I'm working on that. That's, I keep dipping in there. That's a long process.
Yeah.
It's a lot of paperwork.
Yes.
Yeah, a lot of paperwork.
Yes. I understand. I said I need somebody to read over all that extra stuff for me. But anyways, I thank you so much. Thank you for your time.
No
and
problem.
Then I'll make sure to add all the links so everyone knows how else to reach out to you and see all the different projects you've done since then.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.